There's a halacha that I've seen over the years that people don't know about, which is related to eating Oreos and the like on Shabbos. Now, there are two questions that arise when dealing with Oreos on Shabbos. One is a question that I'm not going to deal with, but it has to do with the nature of it being dairy or dairy equipment and having that in the context of a fleishik suda. Do you have to wait or not wait? That's a whole other topic about dairy equipment. The other issue that I want to discuss is the requirement of having pas yisrael on Shabbos and Yom Tov only and not having any pas palter, pas goyim type of bread foods. So the Ramah writes right in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, the first Ramah, Simon Reish Mem Beis Sif Aleph, he quotes from a Mordechai Machlokas, whether it's from the Mordechai of the Torah, he quotes an idea that a person should be kneading dough on Erev Shabbos in order to make challahs for Kavod Shabbos and Yom Tov. The language says there is a Ramah that Nogin Lalush Kidei Shir Challah, and it practices to knead a mount of dough that would require Hafrashas Challah, Bebayis in one's house, Lasos Mehem Lachmim Libitzo Alem Shabbos Yom Tov, in order to have bread to eat. So what's the reason for this? The Magen Avraham talks about this. It's based on a Torah. The Torah writes at the end of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, a Torah that we all know, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well at the end of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, about Aser Yisimei Tshuva, that based on Yerushalmi, a person is supposed to be eating Pas Yisrael during Aser Yisimei Tshuva, even though the rest of the year we're not makbid on Pas Yisrael, we're willing to eat Pas Palter. Pas Palter means Pas Akum, but it's not made by a house, a person, a Baal Bais, but it's made by a factory, by a company, that's called Pas Palter. So even though normally we may not be machmir on eating only Pas Yisrael, during Aser Yisimei Tshuva, the Minhag is to be machmir and to have Pas Yisrael. Now he says the 7 days between Aser Yisimei Tshuva. What about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? What about Shabbos Shuva? So they explain, the Darachim Moshe explains that that's a given. Of course, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, a person has to be eating Pas Yisrael. And they explain that what's the idea behind the tour, that you have to have it. So they say because you have to matar yourself on the regel. So before the regel, you have to go to the mikvah, they say, based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. So to a person should be eating only things that are tahor, namely Pas Yisrael. So some say, well, that only applies to Yom Tov regel. There is no inyan of being mitar before the Shabbos. But that's one of the sources how we know you're supposed to eat Pas Yisrael only on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. The Darachim Moshe quotes another reason based on a Mordechai. This is the Darachim Moshe found at the end of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. He says because it's a kavod Yom Tov to bake fresh bread. Nothing to do with eating bread on Yom Tov Pas Yisrael. Baking bread, having the house smell, that's a kavod Yom Tov. So the Darachim Moshe himself points out, well, that's only an inyan when it comes to Yom Tov. Does that necessarily apply to Shabbos? He's not really sure whether there's an inyan of baking for new bread for Shabbos. So he says, still nonetheless, the practice is to bake fresh bread for Kavod Shabbos. What's the raya? Is that there's an inyan to bake bread for Kavod Shabbos? So the Darachim Moshe himself quotes the Gemara in the Baba Kama, Pei Beis Amin Aleph, with the 10 Takanos of Ezra. And one of the takanas are to bake bread Erev Shabbos, to make challahs Erev Shabbos early in the morning. So the Machzik Bracha, the Chida, argues and says, if you look at the Girsa, it doesn't say anything about Erev Shabbos. It says you're supposed to bake bread early in the morning, but not necessarily Erev Shabbos. It's talking about on a regular day. An ani might come to your house, so you should have fresh bread prepared for him already, but nothing to do with Erev Shabbos. If you look at the footnotes on the tour there, the quotes Machlok, as we showed him, the Shita Mekubetz's quotes and opinion, that the Gemara does have a Girsa of it's an inyan having to do with Erev Shabbos. However, the Rambam and Rashi seem to say it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Baking bread in general on a regular weekday should be done early in the morning to be available for the aniyim. So the name may not be a raya for the Ramah that baking Erev Shabbos is a covered Shabbos. But either way, it's either because an inyan of Pas Yisrael to be tahor on Yom Tov or Shabbos, or because it's a special kavod Shabbos and kavod Yom Tov to bake Erev Shabbos. That's the two reasons, the basic reasons brought down in the poskim. There's a nafkamina, is a person allowed to buy Pas Yisrael from a bakery? Is that going to accomplish it? So if you assume, like the Torah, that the whole Indian is being eating tar, eating challah that's tar, Pas Yisrael, so who cares where it comes from? You could even bake it, buy it from the bakery. But if you're going to assume the Indian is it's a kavod Yom Tov to bake bread, so if possible that only baking the bread yourself would accomplish a kavod Yom Tov. To go out and buy the store, that might not be a kiyum in Kavod Shabbos. Not necessarily, though. The Tshuva's Ode Tzion writes that one is allowed to buy from a bakery nowadays because it's a lot of work preparing. We cook all this food and it gets hectic in the house and the women are working sometimes and it causes shalom bias issues. All of that reason, he says, one is allowed to go ahead and buy from the bakery. You don't have to bake fresh challah anymore. Chalkas Yaakov writes, a person should still bake bread, but if he needs more, if what he or she makes is not enough for the family, then he's able to supplement from the the bakery, and that is considered fulfilling this takana of Ezra. The Chuba's Mishnah Halachos argues and doesn't like how the Chuba's Or Letzion throws away the takana so simply. He thinks one should be very, very makbid. Despite the stress that it might cause, a person should be very, very makbid to still bake bread every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Now, this Indian of having Pasas Yisrael only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, is that an Isser or is it a Chumrah? So the Ber Hetav says it's Usser to eat Pas Goy. It's Usser to eat Pas Akum on Shabbos. The way the Mishnah Berurah says it is Nachon Lizar. It's careful for a person to be, it's proper for one to be careful, but it's not considered an Isser. And for that reason, Mishnah Berurah says if it's hard for a person to find Pas Yisrael, he could certainly be rely on Pas Palter, Pas Akum, even on Shabbos. But again, the Ber Hetav's language is very, very strong. So I've been to places in a few years ago where they've served not the bread itself, not the challah itself, because all challah is going to be, of course, Pas Yisrael, because only bakeries, only Jewish bakeries make it. But let's say I had some dessert, which was a non-Jewish company, it's kosher, but non-Jewish company, that would be considered Pas Palter, should one eat that? So according to Mishnah Berurah, I wouldn't say anything, I wouldn't embarrass them, but according to the Behetav, if it's a real Isser, perhaps someone should say something to the Baal Bayis that it's not proper to serve this as a part of dessert. Which gets into another question, whether or not this Indian of eating Pas Yisrael on Shabbos at Yom Tov, is it only the challah or even the other food the person eats throughout the day, the dessert or Shabbos snacks? So Yishari Tzion quotes a machlokas whether it only applies to the challah or it even applies to the other food the person eats over the course of the meal or the course of Shabbos. But then Mishnah Berurah prefers the pshat that it applies to all food being eaten. So again, ideally for the Mishnah Berurah, Nachal Nizar, one should be very, very careful not to have Oreos and the like on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and according to the Ber Hetav, it's a real Isser, he thought, to have it. There are other explanations brought down why one bakes Erev Shabbos. The Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah elaborates, there's an Indian of being Mafresh Chala because Adam Rishon is called the Chala of the world. He was called the Chala of the world. He was the essence of all produce in the world and provider of the world. And since he sinned, so by us being Mafresh Chala, it's supposed to be some level of tikkun for the chait of Adam HaRishon. That's another reason, again, brought down by the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham to misaken the chait of Adam HaRishon. So according to this, Rav Nissen Kreutz writes that one should make it only on Erev Shabbos, the challah, not Leil Chanat, Leil Shishi. Thursday night wouldn't work because the Aveira took place Erev Shabbos, so the baking should be taking place Erev Shabbos. But if one were to hold to the other reasons of an Indian of Kavod Shabbos, or an Indian only eating Pas Yisrael, so then one would be able to even bake the bread earlier than Friday. So that would be nafkamina, whether it's based on Nechalah Sheh Adam Rishon or the other reasons. But he says, with regards to Erev Yom Tov, there's nothing to do with baking bread. There's no chait of Adam Rishon Erev Yom Tov, in which case it must be one of the other reasons why on Yom Tov we eat Pas Yisrael, and therefore you could make it days earlier. You don't have to make it dafka on Erev Yom Tov. The Sidur Yavetz brings out another reason having to do with Lechem Apanim, which are baked every single Erev Shabbos. There is an interesting Chassam Sofer from the side of the Shulchan Aruch, which quotes an opinion that one should, right after baking the challah, place the challah immediately on the table, and he refers to a taz that's found in the end of a simen, and in the Chelik Yerdeya simen kuf ayin ches. Now, what's going on there? So the Shulchan Aruch talks about a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which we saw recently in Daf Yomi, that when a person finishes eating, he shouldn't bring out a full loaf of bread to leave it on the table. It looks like it's offering up to an avodah zarah. That would be an iser of nichash, an iser of some type of avodah zarah. You shouldn't do that. So Rama writes, apparently some had a custom, the night before Bismillah, they would set the table with food, and that would be an Isser of setting the table of food the night before the Bismillah, of seemingly serving the Avodah Zarah. So Shach says, but don't we have a concept of a Vachnacht? Everyone has a Vachnacht the night before, and they give candies and invite kids over to say Shema and to say Malach HaGoel. Why is that permitted? Won't this be a violation of setting the table? Where in general, how could you ever have meals at nighttime? So Shach says, no, the only time there is an Isser is if you set the table and just leave the food there, that would be an Isser. But our Vachnachts, and of course dinner every night, we were serving it to be eaten, the Vachnacht you serve the kids to eat, that's not a violation. So of course a Vachnacht is permitted. It's referring to setting the table with food and leaving there overnight, that sounds like it's an Isser of Avodah Zarah. The Levush writes that one should not leave challah out Friday night on the table, which apparently was the custom in many places, because it's the violation of this Isser of leaving it out for Avodah Zarah. You can't leave food out overnight on the table if it's not meant to be eaten. But the Taz argues and says, no, the only issur of leaving food on the table is if you're looking for some type of mazel. So apparently the Ramal is talking about the night before Brismila. They leave food on the table as a good mazel for the Brismila. And that would be a violation of this issur. But if you're putting out L'Kavod Shabbos, to just to have the table overnight, just as a challah and the table set and things of that sort, that would be an inyan of Kavod Shabbos. That's certainly permitted. And it brings a proof, and this is the clincher, this is why the Chassam Sofer referred to it. The proof is because many times when a woman, the practice apparently in the times of the Taz, was when a woman would finish baking the bread, she'd immediately place it on the table. There's an inyan of Kavod Shabbos. This is a Friday morning. Nothing to do with leaving it overnight for any type of avodah zarah or mazalos. There's an inyan to place the fresh challah on the table. That's Kavod Shabbos. So just like they would do it after it's baked on the Shabbos table, so too placing it, leaving there overnight Friday night would also be Kim and Kavod Shabbos and would not be Bechlal this Isser.